Mia fair goda per malka. Who can describe the beauty of the queen? Hashem kodesh rosh habs. So there's a song which many sing, Ka'ech saf noam Shabbos, right? And in this song we sing, Ha-Shabbat noam an-Shabbat v'hajmei negaruchot. Shabbos is the sweet place of the souls. On the seventh is when we have delight, and the Garden Eden for our souls to be in heaven with love and awe and fear. Shabbos Kodesh Nafshi Cholat Abdach. Shabbos, I'm in love with you. Shabbos Kodesh Nafshi Israel Batel Kanfech. On Shabbos, the souls of Israel are in your wings. Yechsayun Yervuyun Midesh and Betech. We're being covered by your beautiful, by your house. So these are like songs of yearning and words of yearning and like to be in this beautiful thing called Shabbos. That's the quote. בביטויים אלה מצא משורר הקודש רבי אהרן הגדול להביע קצת מהמהותה ומציאותה של שבת קודש. So the author, Rabbi Aaron Agadol from Karlin, who wrote this song, expresses a little bit of the essence of Shabbos. שחרי כל הנאמר בחזל וזוהר הקודש וסברים קדושים. After everything we say in Chazal, in the Kabbalah, in the holy books, in Nigla Ubanistar, in revealed and in hidden mystical books, Adayin Atufahi Misturim. Still, at the end of the day, it's a mystery. There's nothing that I can say with words that can accurately describe what Shabbos is to the Jewish people, what really Shabbos is. Something you simply have to experience. That's what he's saying. ומתקיים בקלשון חזל, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, מה אתה נתן ואיש לי בבית גזני? חזל, tell us in Gemara and Shabbos, I have a great gift for you. Shabbos Shema, and its name is Shabbos. Okay, there's 613 mitzvahs, but there's one gift, and that's Shabbos. Okay. It's different. It's different than everything else. דהיינו שמיוחדת מצוות שבת מכל מצוות שהיא בבית גזני המלך. Shabbos is unique. It's from the treasure house of God. He gives you this gift called Shabbos. B'yad zarim lo shaletet bo. And strangers don't rule over it. Ki hi le'eila mikol dargim v'tfisa chumrit. It's beyond anything physical. Ki yoma dinishmata lav yoma degufa. It's a day of the soul, and it's not a day of the body. It's a completely soul day. That's b'tzom Kabbalah. It's the highest part of our souls, of our delight of the soul and the delight of our spirit. The Eden and it's like God Eden to bask in God's love and awe. Okay. Starting off, say a lot of powerful things. He's saying that Shabbos is a unique gift. Right? Shabbos is a mystery. And it's a totally soul day. Nobody. Yeshi tamek ma makor b'shorash adig geshem flag shenom tikut aribut v'avash al kaz nef shabbos kodesh. We want to go deeper to understand what is the essence of Shabbos kodesh. Shulam atinu giduk manto b'shar kol mitzvah. We don't find this in all other mitzvahs. I'm thinking as a way to like explain it. What? Imagine you take a hot shower after a long day. And there's that feeling you get when you take a shower. You can try to describe it. It was warm. It touched my neurons. My neurons took my transmitters in my brain. Warmth. You could describe it from here to tomorrow. End of the day, it doesn't compare to actually feeling. The feeling is a feeling. Right? All we can do is try to describe the feeling. So similarly, I feel like our relationship with Shabbos is not really describable. It's a feeling, either you felt it or you haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because on a logical, intellectual, let's say on an intellectual level, it's the same as any other day.
Yeah,
the sun comes up, the sun goes down.
Yeah.
You know, it's the
you
sun.
You can analyze, oh, what do you love about Shabbos? Family, meals, singing, learning, no electricity. Yeah, go from here to tomorrow talking about all the positive things. And then try to do it on a Sunday. It's not the same.
No, it's not the same. And that's what I say. No, the day, the base from which you are working from is the same as all the other days, except that there's this holiness that's been bestowed on the day that makes it different.
Right.
That you can't understand if you just look at the days intellectually as the sun comes up, the sun goes down,
right.
All the same as if they
were
created equally, but they're not.
Right.
Because one of them was lifted out of that, and that's where that uniqueness comes in.
Exactly. And I would say, and of course, really, the holy you are, the more you can pick up on the holiness of Shabbos. Holy things feel holy things. But if you yourself are not so holy, so I wouldn't say you won't be able to feel the specialness of Shabbos, but you won't be able to pick it up in the same way. The same way, let's say, a wine expert, connoisseur, right? He'll be able to taste the nuances of one wine versus another wine. Whereas someone simple like me won't really get the difference so much. So the more you prepare yourself, the more you'll feel the Kedusha of Shabbos. And even think this, like learning about Shabbos during the week creates our vessel so that we can, you know, be excited for Shabbos when Shabbos comes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I love, in one way or the other, preparing for Shabbos. Okay. Nonetheless, we're going to try our best to understand what is it. Just talking about it will make us holier. Bishop Torah Zavas, Rishema Rabbi Kadosh Mikarlin. So that same rabbi, the Karlin Rebbe, says, Sheshama Karuz Beshemaim Shagam Zeh Shalomer Mekayim at the Torah Beshemer Kol Dikdotea. It was explained that even if someone is learning all the Torah and doing all the mitzvahs, Im Eino Me'erer Libo, if he doesn't awaken his heart, Largish Tanuk Shabbos, to feel the delight of Shabbos, Hazai Kashi Yizkeh Le'agia Be'gan Eden, Gam shelo ye ele kimo safsal. Lo yargish kol tanuk. Wow. He says that even when you go to heaven, if you didn't delight in Shabbos, you won't feel heaven. It'll just be like a bench.
Yeah.
The key to delighting in the next world is delighting in Shabbos. It's like a portal.
It's like a practice, almost like a mimicking.
Yeah.
So the way we prepare for Shabbos, we should also prepare for
the next Olam world. Abba. But the preparation for Olam Abba is Shabbos.
Shabbos. You know, all of these Shabboses leads up to the big Shabbos that will forever be a day of rest.
By the way, it's interesting as I think about that. So, you know, normally if someone's a convert, he's not Jewish, I tell him, what do you want? What do you need to do all these mitzvahs for? Like, you're doing your service of God, it's fine. But the truth is, if you take this seriously, you'll never be able to truly taste Shabbos the way that we taste Shabbos. And therefore, if the Karlino Rebbe is right, they won't really be able to taste Olam Haba forever. So the truth is, they should want to be Jewish. We should, but, you know, we have to be careful that maybe they won't really be dedicated, but, you know, keep this in the back of my head next time I speak to someone who's on the fence. One way or the other. Anyway, that's a pretty out there statement that Karlina Rebbe says.
Yes.
The key to the next world, eternity, is Shabbos.
Yes, yes.
Something inside me, besides the fact that I have Emunah and Tzadikim, just something strikes me as, that's it. That's right. The real essence of the next world, you can tap into that through Shabbos. It's a portal.
Yes.
And he Mekor Levav Hu Be'Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And the source is actually the Or HaChaim, which is amazing because I've been reading the Or HaChaim as my weekly Shnayim Mikra. I got this English Or HaChaim. And since I've been learning him, every week I've been coming across another quote from the Or HaChaim. Amazing.
Okay.
So Or HaChaim says, this idea, he's the one who brings it down.
Okay.
He always links Kabbalistic and Pshat ideas. So he writes, Kimina Mimnach Latish Yasiga Dam Alut Lam Alyon, The thing that will let you get to the next world, Zulat Ben Sahita Sagat Anaf Mena Biyota Bahamaze, Olam Shikua Shabbat Inba Ela Oneg with Simcha Manashamai Tira Mechadvata Melamze, Humash Tivash and Ramah, Shamanacha, the Shabbat Perish Neshama Anikra Shabbat. They should guard the soul, which is called Shabbat. A part of the soul is called Shabbat. And if they don't acquire this soul, which is acquired that neshama yitera through Shabbos, and then they won't be able to attain the next world in the highest level. So the Karliner is getting it from the Or Chaim. Where does he get it from? I don't know. But that's what he said. There's a part of our soul which is called the Shabbos. And that you can only tap into on Shabbos, and that's the part which is going to be developed in the next world.
And then you're elevating that, and you're opening it up.
You're building that muscle by keeping Shabbos, by delighting in Shabbos. And now, right now, I think when we're like preparing for Shabbos by learning about Shabbos, we're opening up the gates for that Shabbos. So what is, again, you want to know what's so unique about Shabbos that it's the portal to the next world. Baramba, Shalhi Alacha Shabbos Katabazal, Shabbat Avoda Kochavim, Kolachan Mishdan Shkulik, and I get charcoal mitzvah the Torah, a Shabbat Yaot, 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 Shabbat So the Rambam, not just the mystics, the Rambam points out that the one mitzvah that if you violate it, you're not just considered a Russia, you're not considered a bad Jew, you're considered like you have no connection to the Jews, you're a guy. You're not really a guy. But on a certain level, the Rambam writes that if a person doesn't keep Shabbos, he's like, his soul is like a non-Jewish soul. And that's why there's, if he's publicly on purpose breaking Shabbos. And that's why we call someone a Shomer Shabbos, you know, not a Shomer Kashrus.
Yeah, God is Shabbos.
And our oath, our unique connection to Hashem is through Shabbos. That's what the Rambam says. And that's why he says that it could be, by the way, someone who, you know, some of the laws of opening a bottle of wine, if someone violates Shabbos before Hesia, might even apply. He too, just like a non-Jew can't pour you wine, he also might not be able to pour you on. It's a machlokas. Nowadays we're lenient about it because we assume people who are breaking Shabbos, it's not because they hate Shabbos, it's just because they didn't know any better. It's not like that. But in any case, there's this unique thing about Shabbos that's different than all the other mitzvahs. Not just the mystics, but the Rama too, the same. So why is it that if I break Shabbos, you're out of Israel, whereas in all the other mitzvahs, even if you broke it, you're still considered an Israelite? That God blessed it and He sanctified it. Right? Remember we talked about this a few weeks ago. What's the difference between blessing and sanctifying? Wow, so there's holy days like Yom Kippur and like all the holidays, but Shabbos, Berachta Ukidashta, it's a step above, it's higher.
Yeah, and why you're not a part of the of Israel then is because it's the sign of the covenant.
Yeah.
So if you're outside that covenant for whatever reason, even if you're not breaking Shabbos, even if you declare that I don't want to be part of this covenant,
right?
And you can't be because it's a covenant between Hashem and
right
and the people. So you actually distancing yourself.
It's like that. Exactly. There's a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that for the Chazan cannot be someone who does not believe in the next world. Why? Because you say every day in Shemoneh Esrei, Chai Meitim. So how can he go up there and talk about and represent you and say that Chiyat Meitim when he himself doesn't believe in Chiyat Meitim? Similarly, your Shabbos is saying you have a connection with Hashem. So how can you then, you know,
yeah,
you've disconnected yourself.
you out of your own. So you could either voluntarily do that or through your actions of not keeping the Shabbos, which is the that connection. If you break that, then you inevitably break.
You're out. You're out. And this is what we say, the tachlit maaseh shamayim v'aretz, the goal of all the heavens and earth, the Shabbos. Tachlit kol inyanei avodat Hashem, in elu shem b'chinat maaseh shamayim, and it Torah b'tfilah avodat Hashem, in anin emartim, shiudi oved b'hem, et bor yitbarach, whether it's spiritual matters or physical matters, Hashabbos kodesh li tachlit kulam. The point of everything is to get the Shabbos. Mikol amor muvach shashabbat inu kechad mitzvot, el yesh b'mashmut miuchedet b'milimah. Shabbos is unique, it's special. God is raised high in his throne, glorious splendor. His name is raised above. That's what Chazal says. Even if you did a Avodah Zarah, God forgives you for your sins if you have kept Shabbos. Lo matino again in Zeb Chol Torah Kula. We never find this by the entire Torah. Gam Shari in Mitzvah Mechaveh Oda. We never find that a mitzvah can extinguish a sin. A sin you get punished for, and a mitzvah you get
The merit for you.
V'chein Hashem Chazal Merkash Bach L'Moshe Matanat Tova Yesh Levit Gizni V'Shav Hashma. Plus the story that God tells Moshe, like I have a gift for you. Sheish Ba Agdaram Yuchedet Shal Matanat Tova. It's a very special definition of a good gift. V'choriah. So why is it considered a good gift? So now we want to explain. To explain this, we need the teaching of the Rebbe Mikufer. The essence of the internal aspect of Shabbos is it's a sign between me and the Jewish people. It's like the glue which connects the Jewish people to Hashem. It's like
if you break that glue, will the thing fall apart?
Right. What's a good example of a glue? It's like I don't know. You have the horsey, and then you have the saddle that you sit on. So like Shabbos is a saddle.
Yes.
Yeah. Or what's another example? I don't know. It's whatever it is. Let's say you have wine and you have a cup. You need something to put the wine into. A cleat to take the wine and put it into the cup. Shabbos creates the vessel to take the godliness and put it into our cup. And that's why the Gemara says that the Jewish people are the soulmate of Shabbos. There's no need to bring a korban chatas because it's all good. We're completely connected, so there is no chatas offering. The whole essence of Shabbos is attachment, it's vekos, it's connection to Hashem. And God took our soul from the heavenly thrones and he put it down to this earthly, defiled, unholy place in order to raise it up, to go down in order to go up. So the soul asked, but Hashem, how am I going to survive? Then I have no chance. I'll
give you a gift.
Am I going to still feel connected? God gave him 630 mitzvahs. And all 630 mitzvahs are ways, advice how to get connected to God. But Shabbos is equal to all 613 mitzvahs. It's the best advice that how to feel connected. It's the beginning of all light and holiness. Kitimo Shela Yom Akonish Azeh, Shakula Abad Vikas, essence is love. Abad Vikas Binu Bem Israel Yom Shabbos Medabek Mechaber Shuvit Adam Israel Tamakor Ili. Shabbos is the glue that connects us. Mokor Machtavatomik is Akabar, and then Koch Yudi Lamad Bechol Yomei, and it gives us the strength to stand up to all the filth of this world. Zoha Matanat Abay Sheish Lakash Baruch, and that's the gift that God gave us. God is a divine light beyond. It brings our soul back to its roots. So Iker Mitzvah Shabbos, and that's the Iker of Shabbos. He Shabbos Yom Din Nishmatim Shabbos, the day of soul. That's why it's blessed among the other days. Because the purpose of life is Vekas. The purpose of life is to be connected to God. So it makes sense that Shabbos is the purpose of Shemayim Aretz, because Shabbos is the glue which allows us to feel that connection. Okay. So just finish up the idea. 5 more minutes. Now we understand why Shabbos is the taste of the next world. The essence of the next world is that tzaddikim are chilling by the ziv of the Shechina, by the glory of the Shechina. Brachos Yudzayin. Kenu gama yehuja Shabbos Kodesh. That's also the purpose of Shabbos Kodesh. To just chill. Kakduv im tashim shabbat raglecha v'kat v'shabbat onek az titaneg al Hashem. The light on God.
The first 6 days we have to work here. We have to work then. We don't have to. We can just chill.
You just chill.
Just amazing.
Yeah, it's just delighting in God. That's it. Hine kadaram chal beish mitzilat sharm shetachli to you there shall you di malamal lasik darget as it denegal Hashem. Mitzilat sharm explains the whole purpose of life is to delight upon God. That's how it begins mitzilat sharm. Makom asagai yibo mabeh, and the place where we feel that is in the next world. Megan Eden makom sheneni mizim shchin, the place where we feel the God's presence. Ach kam avavar toward the best. Tamadav yesh makom lasik asagai yilah gam biot adam malamizeh. But the Baal Shem Tov explained that even in this world you can feel that, especially Yom HaShabbos, especially in Shabbos Kodesh. That's a taste. Gumash Mata Kata Mishkata Shabbat Oneg Az Dainu Boba Yom Az Al Tanu Gal Hashem. And when's the time we can feel that delight? Especially in Shabbos. V'abizem and Yuyak Mo Tzeh Mikra Sholech Mepart Im Tashim Shar Lekach Asur Chav Tzecha Dainu Kol Nogel Etzem Shmiyot El Chashabbos Ach V'day Adain Lo Kiyam Tekiyot Tashem HaShabbos. Step one is to keep all the laws. Step two is to feel the delight, to work on the oneg. Then you delight in God, and then you fulfill God's will. Not just to do the don'ts, but also to do the do's of oneg. Now we understand why if a person doesn't awaken within himself Shabbos Kodesh, he's just like he's sitting on a bench in Olam Haba. Ki amnam einen lo shayach el b'Shabbos Kodesh. Even though it's the eitzim hashal yom, hadvekut v'alkis, the essence of the day is attachment. V'shorash hadvekit ali de'argash tanu v'ava ilat. And the essence of oneg is to feel delight. I had this thought today. When I was drinking my coffee, and when I was taking my scooter back, I was just breathing and like, I'm happy. Thank you Hashem, life's good, I appreciate, I'm happy, like life is good, thank you. I just felt like that's oneg, just be aware and conscious, like a gift of life. I don't think it's only on Shabbos. Shabbos is much easier to tap into that in a special way, but I think anytime we're in this state of like being aware that the blessings we have in our life, as long as it's done within the framework of halacha, obviously, is a gift from God. I think that's like the essence of oneg, tanuk, just awareness of the gift of life. Rabbi, and that is nafshichot avdecha, I'm lovesick with you. Shemidazu mevida adam l'dekashu. Being lovesick brings a person to attachment. That's why the next world is Rambam says. Even in this world you'll merit to bask in God's glory. Schar b'olam hazeh yichalek mischar olam haba. And your schar in this world is part of your schar in the next world. It's all really one world. We're linking them. If you don't tap into it in this world, then in the next world you won't have developed that part of yourself. Because Shabbos is a nice metaphor. Shabbos is like the water fountain for the next world. Shabbos leads you, it funnels into the next world. Again, the next world's oneg will be in proportion to this world's oneg in Shabbos. Ryan, and then look, check out the book that the son of the Rambam wrote. Bad. Tough. I think this is a good place to stop. We can continue next time. He goes into the prayers of Shabbos and the three different times of Shabbos and Shalosh Shudis and lunch and Friday night. But to sum up, some of the ideas that we touched upon today is that Shabbos is a unique gift from Hashem, a place of delight, and it's the portal that opens up us to dwell on God's presence, dveikus, which is the essence of life. It's the tachlis of the world, and that's why it opens us up to getting reward in the next world. The more we develop our senses of delighting on Shabbos and recognizing that all of life is a gift, the more we open ourselves up to receive that in the next world. So Hashem should bless us to open ourselves up on Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos in the next world, to just feel like life is a gift and receive from his bounty. Please God. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. I die.